Good morning, and welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Today is Sunday, August 30th, 2020. Our worship theme is Beguiled by Beauty, and our focus for this week and next is From Beauty to Deeper Truths. Our preacher today is Reverend Laura Barnes. I'm looking forward to her words to us as I'm looking forward to our whole worship service. Thanks to Pastor Laura and to all of our worship leaders and to all who are participating. And thanks to God's Holy Spirit who brings us together and moves through all we say and do. We will hear the news of community and prepare ourselves for worship.
Greetings. I am Maya Terry, and I will be your liturgist for this August 30th worship service. I hope you'll join Virtual Fellowship Hour this Sunday at 11 a.m. Instructions on how to join in the conversation were emailed on Saturday, August 29th. Sunday school will take place again this Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Please contact Allison Keekley Silva for further information. Zoom links are emailed weekly to the families. The Adult Ed Conversation on White Privilege continues next Wednesday, September 2nd at 4 p.m. This week, we'll be finishing up this topic and discussing what topic to explore next. Information on how to join through Zoom will be sent out early next week. We have some special celebrations coming up. September 13th is Rally Day. As the start of the new church year, it is the day we celebrate each other and Hillcrest and discern how we will be called to serve our church in the coming year. At the Rally Day worship service, we will have some special music and introduce a new worship theme, Sacred Earth, Sacred Worth. This is a wonderful, spiritual approach to worship and faith in our living God of love. We'll also be welcoming new members to our family. We hope you'll be there to witness Reverend Laura Barnes and the Graham family, Christina, Doug, Daniel, and Hannah, as they become members of our beloved Hillcrest. At the 11 a.m. Zoom Fellowship Hour, we'll celebrate our new members and hear from Council about service opportunities for you to consider. Be sure to come. There may be costumes involved. During this time of physical separation, we hope you can join in this affirming celebration of Hillcrest's ongoing work. At the September 20th worship service, we will all have the privilege of participating in the baptism of Hannah Graham, daughter of Christina and Doug Graham. A celebration will be held at the 11 a.m. fellowship hour. We hope you've appreciated the work of the liturgists who have beautifully led our virtual worship services. Although we'll continue to hear these voices, we're hoping to expand the pool. All it takes is a recording device and the willingness to learn how to email or text your recordings. If you're interested in giving it a try or have any questions, please email Cindy Durant. As you know, the food pantry reopened in July with appropriate COVID-19 safety precautions. Hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. Pass the word to those you know who are food insecure for themselves or their families. You can also bring food donations directly to the food room at any time it is open. Hillcrest office hours are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. until noon. Please make an appointment with the church office if you need or want to come by for any reason. Safety protocols need to be followed for the protection of yourself and others. Please see the written news of community for more details about safety protocols and for information on how to contact Acting Office Manager Joshua Feltman, Allison Keekley Silva, or Reverend Fred Weidman. And now, let us quiet ourselves and prepare for worship.
When people see some things as beautiful, other things become ugly. When people see some things as good, other things become bad. Being and non-being create each other. Difficult and easy support each other. Long and short define each other. High and low depend on each other. Before and after follow each other. Therefore, the master acts without doing anything and teaches without saying anything. Things arise and she lets them come. Things disappear and she lets them go. She has but doesn't possess, acts but doesn't expect. When her work is done, she forgets it. That is why it lasts forever.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand. Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear me cry. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the shadows appear and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
You're invited to a moment of quiet rest, a time of slowing the pace of your body and mind, so that the spirit can settle. The chimes will call us to prayerful meditation. Divine goodness, Holy Spirit, pause us for this moment. Bear us up in this time. Hold us for eternity. We offer our lives in service to your creation. We dedicate ourselves to increasing beauty in this world. We commit to compassion and justice. We train our gaze on these deeper truths. We use this silence to draw close to you.
When you're tired and feel you can't get through, uncertainty comes over you, just look around. When your problems seem too much to bear, unsure if there's someone who cares, just look around. Whether stranger, neighbor, family, or friend, on each other in tough times we can depend. Look around, kindness, love is ours to share. We can see it everywhere, though it may seem like forever. Look around, even in our darkest night, things are gonna be alright. We'll get through this together, just look around.
And now we turn to the prayers of the people. Holy One, this morning we humbly offer you our prayers of gratitude, of concern, and of intercession. Lord, hear our prayers. We lift up the members of Hillcrest who are in special need of our prayers today. Anne, Ariana, Betty, Dennis, John, Ron, and Webb. We thank you for this beautiful community that is committed to praying for and caring for each and every member of our congregation. We offer you now, in the quiet moments of this morning, the silent requests of our heart. And now we offer a special prayer for those affected by the wildfires in California, inspired by the Reverend Maran Tirabassi. God, today especially we pray that you will rain down your love on the people of California, all of us, everywhere. In the midst of these wildfires that surround us, we offer you this petition. God, may your presence be made known to those who are evacuated, and may they all receive the news of their homes and their families and their pets that they need. Be the strength in those who are mobilized to fight these fires in the jagged, unexpected chaos where the dry lightning struck and the blazes began. We give you thanks for our first responders and our firefighters. And may you, God, go out on every call with those who respond to power outages in the heat wave and keep them safe as well. And as the air worsens and your people struggle to breathe, and fear makes breathing even harder because of the pandemic that attacks respiration itself, please lay a calming hand on each and every one of us. May the cool breath of dawn, our beautiful fog, and maybe even some rain be ours to experience again. As we fall asleep tonight, may we remember to breathe these prayers of gratitude and thanksgiving to you as we find rest. And may the Holy Spirit fill each one of us with hope for tomorrow's rising. And let us now, together with one voice, pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, saying together, Our Mother, Father, God, who art in heaven, hallowed is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you.
Sometimes it can be hard to see. Life is full of possibilities, so look around. Each and every day is such a gift. Embrace it and the life you live, and look around. Outstretched arms and many helping hands. Don't give up on all your dreams and all your plans. Look around. Kindness, love is ours to share. We can see it everywhere. Though it may seem like forever, look around. For even in our darkest night, things are gonna be alright. We'll get through this together. Just look around.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back. As the summer ends, I know some of you, if not most of you, are back in school right now. Though school this year might look a little different than what you're used to. I know from conversations we've had in Sunday school that some of you are taking independent studies, some of you are doing homeschooling with your parents, and some of you are attending classes via Zoom. How do you feel about this new arrangement? Does it make you nervous? Are you happy? Upset? A little worried? In any case, this summer, we have been talking about beauty and finding beauty in God's creation. And one of the places that we can find beauty is in learning. I'd like you to think about some of the things that you've learned this summer about God, about creation, maybe about yourselves. I'd like you to pick one thing that you've learned. And I'd also like you to think about some of the things that you can teach others. We often forget that we're both learners and teachers, that we have things to learn and teach to each other. I'd like you to pick one thing that you've learned and one thing that you think you can teach others and share them with a friend or a relative. You can pause the video right now if you'd like. I look forward to seeing you later in Sunday school where we can talk about what you've talked about. Let's do a prayer that we've done in the past few weeks. I'd like you all to repeat after me. God of goodness, thank you for beauty. Thank you for good news. Help me to help you bring beauty to someone else and be a messenger of the good news for the beauty of the earth. Amen. Throughout the summer, we've contemplated the theology of beauty and divine goodness through these ritual actions. Hopefully, you've continued some of them, and they've turned into longer-term practices that have worked their way into your daily lives. Today, as the summer begins to draw to a close, I'd like us to just take a minute to sit and think. Sit down and take in a deep breath. Feel your body. Feel your feet on the floor, your hands in front of you. For just this moment, live and be in the moment. Breathe in and out. Maybe say a prayer. Maybe contemplate the world around you and all the beauty that we've looked for this summer. Take a pause. Take some time to be still. Remember that you can pause the video and be still for as long as you need to. Remember this quote from Dr. Farley: a contemplative life can empty us and ready us to become instruments of the good for the beauty of the earth. May it continue to be so.
What does it mean to call on God's name and to glory in God's name? Hear these words from Psalm 105 and let them wash over you and move through you. Psalms are songs, and the music of their words is from the soul and for the soul. Let the psalm move you from beauty to deeper truths. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on God's name. Make known God's deeds among the peoples. Sing to the Lord. Sing praises. Tell of all God's wonderful works. Glory in God's holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and seek the Lord's strength. Seek God's presence continually. Praise the Lord. Our second reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12. Hear how Paul calls us to rejoice and hope, and then goes on to describe what that might look like. Paul writes, "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine. I will repay,' says the Lord. No. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good."
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my God, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my God, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Today's worship is focused on love. Love is love. We just read about love from a letter to the Romans from Paul. While this topic of love seems very broad, Paul's letter offers some very specific ways that we can make our love more authentic and genuine. One of the first expressions of love that I remember as a child is receiving gifts. I loved Christmas for sure, but my birthday was extra special because I was receiving special gifts. One of those came to me in 1966 when the primary nine class at Park City's Baptist Church gave me my first grown-up Bible. I was in the fourth grade. One of the first things you do when you get a Bible in my home church is select your birthday verse. A birthday verse is a verse that begins with the same letter as your first name, so mine needed to start with the letter L. I looked hard for many weeks and found the perfect verse. Of course, back then my translation was of the King James variety. So my verse, which was Romans 12:9, read as follows. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Our favorite translation in the United Church of Christ today is the New Revised Standard, which we just heard read. And it says, let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. For my own personal use, I sometimes turn to The Message, which is the paraphrased work by Eugene Peterson. And Romans 12:9 reads like this, love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run from dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. Whatever version you prefer, please note that they all start with the letter L. I have used this verse to inform my life for over 50 years now. The love that Paul writes about comes from the Greek concept of agape. It is a universal love, a compassionate love, a love that is inclusive, just like the UCC banner says, love is love. Paul uses the concept of agape throughout Romans. What I want to share with you today is that the idea of agape, of genuine love, has shifted significantly for me in recent months. This idea of loving from the center of who I am has changed for me in a deep and profound way. This kind of love may be patient and kind, as Paul wrote in Corinthians, but this universal love is also full of pain and of misunderstanding buried deep within. This love comes from misdirected intentions and poorly attempted efforts at being an ally to those who are experiencing oppression, especially the Black community here in the United States. I have learned that my way of loving needs to become more genuine, that it needs to be more real, if you will, and I need to be far more aware of how my intentions need to be without dissimulation. I need to become more transparent. When Pastor Fred introduced the adult education curriculum, White Privilege, to us a few months ago, I had no idea how life-changing it would be for me personally. Our discussions on Wednesday afternoons have gotten very personal as the weeks have gone by. We have spent quite some time on Reverend Tracy Blackmon's brilliant piece called A Message to White Accomplices, which I will share with all of you in a moment. What I want to start off with is how much I feel I have been impacted by this study and how I have changed through these conversations. The way I understand our call to love one another has become much broader and more inclusive. The way I understand the great commandment given on Maundy Thursday to love as Jesus loves has changed. The way I understand what it means to be a Christian and to lead a Christ-centered life has been altered dramatically. All of this happened simply because I said yes and joined a group discussion led by Reverend Fred and began to learn about white privilege from the perspective of those who have been oppressed. So I want to express gratitude to Fred and to those who have participated in these discussions, as well as to the United Church of Christ, who produced this curriculum so that we might learn, so that we might grow together rather than apart, and so that we might become those Christians they sing about in the great hymn, "They Know We Are Christians by Our Love." It's funny, you know, how these songs from our childhood come to us at the strangest moments. As I listened to the speakers at the Democratic and Republican National Conventions these past few weeks, I kept hearing this song in my head, especially the line where it says, "And we pray that all unity will one day be restored," especially that line. I realize that I really, truly crave that unity. I want us to be less divided and more unified. I want us to move forward together as a country, as a human race. And that these deep divisions within our global village have become so difficult to experience day after day. Now is the time, my friends, for all of us to do the difficult work required of each of us to bring us back together. Now is the time, is what this street artist from Dallas, Texas, is also expressing. Now is the time for justice. Now is the time for our more genuine way of loving one another. This mural has helped remind me that unity is just as much my responsibility as it is yours or other people's. Unity doesn't just happen because we wish for it. Unity does not become a reality until I do my own intense internal work and seek out the places within where I need to grow. Unity is up to me, up to you, up to everyone that claims power over others through race, gender, economic status, or social position. Those who have power need to become humble enough to do their inner work. That was Jesus' message to all of us on Maundy Thursday and throughout his ministry here on earth. Do the inner work. Learn to love in a genuine way, and that means I have work to do. And it might mean you do as well. The work that I refer to today is the work of addressing personal as well as systematic racism. One of the speakers at a convention last week reminded us there is no vaccine for racism. Let that sink in for a moment. For today's purposes, I will be referring to the guide that the Reverend Tracy Blackmon has written for us, titled, "A Message to White Accomplices." I encourage all who are listening to this today to download a copy of the curriculum, White Privilege, and to read it. I also encourage all of you to join us on Wednesday afternoons for our discussions, if at all possible. I want to share some information about Tracy. She's the Associate General Minister of Justice and Local Church Ministries for the United Church of Christ. She co-authored this curriculum, and she also serves as the first Black woman ordained as a senior minister for Christ the King UCC in Florissant, Missouri, which is close to St. Louis. Tracy was very involved in the communal leadership and work in the aftermath of the killing of Michael Brown Jr. in Ferguson, Missouri. She's gained both national and international recognition and audiences from the White House to the Carter Center to the Vatican. She was appointed to the Ferguson Commission by Governor Jay and has been deeply involved in the Black Lives Matter movement. Hers is a voice from the midst of the struggle. And here is the first slide of three from her writings. Blackmun encourages all to spend time educating ourselves before we try to leap in. She emphasizes that it is literally impossible to act in solidarity with others if we do not truly understand the issues. She asks each of us to do our own work. This is difficult and sometimes very uncomfortable work. It is so much easier to see others' racism and bigotry than it is to see our own. As Paul writes in the letter to the Romans, do not lag in zeal. We are encouraged to study, to listen, and to learn, and then get into action. As Reverend Fred reminded us last week, talk is cheap. And it's up to us to allow our lives to be transformed through the renewing of our minds. This second slide shows additional steps. And what has been so interesting in this work is that many of us approach it trying to prove we are not racist simply because our parents marched in the civil rights movement, or we have Black friends, or we have read a book. Blackmun emphasizes over and over that while these facts are important, it is our current work that matters. What have we done today? How have we lifted our voices in protest recently? What are we doing now that is making a difference in addressing the systematic racism that seems to be thriving in our country? Her list also encouraged me to find a group of white people to do this work with and to find ways to challenge and acknowledge my own internal racism. She calls this a white accountability cohort. And while it was not easy to do, I have found it extremely worthwhile. Making space for others to share their stories is also important. I need to step aside and not be the central figure in this discussion. I need to listen more and talk less. I need to come alongside and bear witness. Paul calls this living in harmony, or to be more specific, he charges us to weep with those who weep. Paul's letter on how to let love be genuine does not start out with the promise that it will be easy. Paul's letter to the Romans is anything but easy. However, it is possible, as all things are with God, to make changes so that we can see where we are causing harm to others and make more room for them at our table. And here is our last slide. By now, you can see why we have spent so much time discussing these 10 points by Blackmun every Wednesday afternoon. There is so much in here to unwrap and to learn about and to grow from, to read, to watch, to listen. This is so key in this work, as we often find ourselves in the middle of a discussion with others, and we need to take a moment to pause and hear their story. We need to let others tell their own stories, and we need to listen, even when it causes us pain, to realize how much we have contributed to the systematic racism of our country. Sit in the pain. Sit in the discomfort. Listen and learn. And finally, beloved, make space for grace. This may seem obvious, but in the midst of the guilt over my past actions and the shame over my involvement in racism, sometimes it is the most difficult thing to do. Lean into God's grace. Allow myself to see where I have been wrong, but I do not get to wallow in that self-reflection. I need to listen and learn, yes, but I am also called into action. I am reminded of this every time I hear or see the statement, Black Lives Matter. Here is an overhead picture of what that street art looks like in downtown Fresno. It doesn't mean that other lives don't matter. What it means is that we all need to pay more attention to what is going on around us. We need to really see what is happening and demand change. We need our love to be genuine, real, and strong as we learn how to become good allies, good accomplices. That is what letting love be genuine has taken on a whole new light. The action in response to what I am learning, what we are learning, is where the shift has taken place for me. As an ally, I need to ask where I can be of greatest service and then do it. Like that gift I received so many years ago from my primary class at Park City's Baptist Church, this curriculum, especially this message from Reverend Blackmon, is also a gift. Now, what I will do with that gift is up to me. I need to come alongside those who are affected and simply be of support. I need to remember that Black Lives Matter means I need to pay attention because God's children are being murdered in our very streets. Paul said it so succinctly in his letter to the Romans. Using the paraphrase offered by Eugene Peterson, Paul is asking us to love from the center of who we are. At the core of our very beings, we are asked to love. Not easy, but worthwhile in this work of bringing about God's kingdom here on earth, because love is love and includes all the people. May it be so. Amen.
What does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of you?
To seek justice and love kindness and walk humbly with your God.
Justice, kindness, walk humbly with your God.
What does this justice and love kindness?
What does the
humbly with your God?
What does this justice
and love kindness?
What does the
humbly with your God?
Good news is coming. We, as church, are the bearers of the good news through our acts and our generous gifts to support the work of Hillcrest. Thank you for continuing to give by sending in pledges or offerings through the mail or giving online at hillcrestucc.org. Your gifts help to continue the vital work of our ministries to care for each other, our community, and the world. And please remember to take care of yourselves and each other. We are church together. We give together as we support one another and support the work of our beloved church. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us clearly to see your good news through all of the turmoil around us. Let us each be a center of the storm, creating a safe and steady place of refuge for others. Bless our gifts that they may help others know that they are held in your loving light. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord, we are one.
each other, we will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. We will work with each other, we will work side by side. And we'll guard each other's dignity and save each one's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
We are one in the Spirit. We are one in Christ. We will walk with each other, hand in hand. We will work with each other, side by side. We've already received the blessing through singing this song together, and especially in this time of COVID, when literally walking hand in hand or working side by side aren't possible, being together in our connection with God and each other, and continuing and deepening our ministry together in and for each other and for our times, well, that's beautiful, and it's deep. And it's a blessing for us and for our broader community. Now may the beauty of our Creator God and of God's creation, the companionship of the Christ and of all who walk with you through these times, and the insight, comfort, and challenge of the Spirit be with you, sustain you, and strengthen you now and always. Amen. And now let us share the peace, the wholeness, the fullness of Christ, one with another. I invite you to plant your feet on the ground or on the floor, wherever you are. Symbolically, plant yourself in and on Christ, the universal, creating and redeeming impulse of our living and loving God, the ground of our being. Set on that sacred ground, I invite you now to literally stretch out your arms and open your heart and repeat after me. The peace of Christ be with you and also with you. Amen. Our service has ended. For those of you worshiping on Sunday morning, August 30th, 2020, know that we will be gathering at 11 a.m. for a time of fellowship. The information to join the meeting via Zoom has been circulated. If you haven't received it or have any questions about it, please email me now at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Go in peace. Shelter in peace. Experience the deep truth of God's beauty in others, in yourself, in the world, in peace. Amen.